conversation, never on the block.
Leave me by the bar.
Bars open.
Bars open.
Bars open.
Welcome to Open Bar Podcast, where the conversation never on the rocks, but it's straight up no chase. I'm your boy C4, and we're back again with another episode with a special guest bartender.
Hi everyone, my name's Lonnie with Her Mix Up.
Her Mix Up. She pulled up, you know what I'm saying, to come give us some of her skills or whatnot. And we also got another episode with a new guest, DJ Dave.
What up?
Go ahead and introduce yourself, man.
I go by the name DJ Dave. I'm from LA. If you need a DJ to turn your party up, you already know who to hit up.
The homie sound like he's sleepy. He sound sleepy. Wake up, man. What's up?
Shit.
Wake up, man. You told the people about you, man. Shit, man. I appreciate you for pulling up again. You know what I'm saying? Back at
anytime.
It.
Anytime.
Back at it. Shit, man. For the people who don't know what you do besides DJing, you know what I'm saying? Let them know what you do.
I also work with like special ed kids. So okay. In the daytime, I do that. And then mostly at night, any time of the day, I usually just DJ. Okay. Or just go out networking, stuff like that. Try to build my business.
Do you do DJing like the DJs to be on like TikTok, the live stream DJ and shit? Do you ever try that?
Nah, I want to though. I just need like the equipment. There's types of equipment you need to buy for that. But a lot of people have been telling me like that's another bag I could get into.
What kind of equipment you need?
Other than DJ equipment, you need like this stream thing.
Oh, the Elgato. Yeah. I got that capture card. I got that to show you exactly what you need.
Like you need that. And then, like, obviously, like, a ring light or something to, like, help your phone or camera or whatever. And then that's pretty much it. If you have the regular DJ equipment, then that's it. But I need stuff.
Because it's a sound. And it get technical when it comes to that, though.
Yeah.
Because the audio has to be linked up to the... To the
controller. Yeah, and you got to make sure. Because else it will sound, like, messed up. The whole point is to make it sound like you in the club, even though you're not in the club.
Right. Yeah, I just thought about that. So you're going to need more than just the, you're going to need the HD60 probably, not the regular.
Not the regular, yeah.
Yeah, you're going to need the big one because it plugs into the aux. Mm-hmm. But yeah, man, appreciate you pulling back up.
Anytime.
Lonnie, what's up?
What you got for us?
Hey.
What's your sap?
Are you guys ready for a drink or for a shot?
What you want to do? You want to take a shot or you want to do a drink?
We can do a shot. Just to warm us up.
He said. You know what that means. That nigga fresh at the bar. He's like, let me get a shot in there to get these jitters off. Yes, sir. It's a... New episode, man. I don't even know what number this is, to be honest with you. I ain't even keeping up with them, to be honest. I'm just really just knocking them out and putting them out, and we celebrating when we celebrate. Shout out to everybody who is tuned in and who do like, comment, and subscribe on the YouTube and download on, you know what I mean, Apple Podcasts and Spotify and all that stuff. Because we have 1.8 million.
Yeah, stuff feel me? Viral. Going
big. Congrats going big. To that.
So, yeah, we do Cheers. This right here. I'm not above you. You know. I'm not below you. I'm right here with you.
Cheers.
Yeah. Is it harsh?
Not at all.
And it's a Blanco. Yeah. Blanco's usually the ones that get your ass.
That was smooth.
Like, come here, God. I'll let you real quick.
Like edibles. Just.
Yeah. Dope, man. So the business of DJing, man. So for people who might want to get into the type of business that you in, what would you suggest them going to get? Let's talk about the equipment. Like.
Well, if you want to be like on the cheap end, you could get you a little, like, they call it a party mixer. It's like, back then it was $200, so I don't know about now.
It's probably like $50 right now.
But you could get that, get you a basic laptop. I would suggest getting a MacBook Pro just to save you time and money, because trust
Double
me.
Back.
Yeah, I did
the
that.
Restart.
I learned my lesson the hard way. So get you a
you
Pro.
You got a PC?
No, I had an Air. Because I was trying to be cheap. The Airs are, you know, cheaper than
the MacBook Air?
Yeah, they're cheaper than the pro by like 500 or something like that. But I was, you know, I found out the hard way.
He was at the party like,
So get you a pro, and then speakers. You can find speakers pretty much anywhere, but get you some speakers, and then, you know, build from that. Get your clientele, start networking, getting out there. If you got cards, start passing out your cards, and then from there you should be able to just, you know, blow up, and then
how did
it.
You start? Like,
me?
Yeah, how did you start exactly? Like, what was your journey into DJing?
It was actually from the homie, DJ AT. He was posting, like, hey, you know, who want to learn how to DJ? I've been interested in it before, but I didn't actually pursue it because it is female, but we're not going to.
We're not going to get into that.
But then around this time, he posted it, and I was like, you know what? I want to learn. Then he said, I'll give you one free lesson because you're the homie, because I already used to promote his parties before. So he was like, I'll give you one free lesson, and then if you like it, you know, you keep coming back. And then I did it once, and then the rest was history.
How long ago do you feel that was?
It was during COVID, so 3-4 years ago, yeah.
Okay.
Around that
so you
time.
Fresh with it?
Yeah, I'm still a rookie. That's what people don't understand. I'm still a rookie, but, like, the way it looks for me, it looks like I've been in the game. Because
you got those lessons everybody can mentor.
Yeah, I had lessons. I had people who were, like, literally willing to hit me up, check on me, even friends that still booked me, like WizKid.
Shout out to WizKid.
Even Kev. Even Kevin Kev.
Kev surprised the shit out of me this weekend. He popped up to the party, man. I was like, man, what the fuck, man?
Yeah.
Kev be kind of selective on where he go and how he go.
Yeah, no, he do. He be selective what he go, what he throw. Like, if you go to his party, you really see, like, he don't just throw ratchet. Nah, he, like.
Yeah.
But, yeah, people like him, they check on me or whatever, or they, like, if they see I'm messing up, they tell them. They don't sugarcoat nothing. Nothing. Which
real,
I like.
Real mentors.
Yeah, real mentors. They tell me the truth, and I like that.
So since you said you're a rookie, what's your goal, your end goal with DJing?
I want to do, my end goal is to start doing, like, the BSU events.
Colleges, yeah.
Yeah, like the one that's happening this Sunday. The Cap of Christmas. Usually DJ Vision do it, but I don't know who's doing it this year.
Okay.
I want to start doing those, and then concerts, and then producing too. Eventually,
making beats and stuff.
Yeah,
because I never made no beat.
I mean, you know how they do them little mix, mixes. I do those, but like actually make a beat from scratch. Nah.
Oh yeah. That's why I started that.
Really?
Making beats.
Yeah, that's a whole. I know that's complicated.
Yeah, it's tedious as hell.
Yeah, I see the homies do it. I'm like, yeah.
You got to have a passion for that shit because it's real tedious.
Yeah, you got to really pay attention to it. I mean, DJing too, you got to pay attention. But that is like the little things matter.
Yeah.
So give me a background, like, before DJing and all that stuff. Like, give me a history on you, because we went straight into DJing, but I want to, like, get a history on you. So I know you a little more, you know what I'm saying?
So,
like, when you started, what you do, how you do before, how you, you know what I mean?
I was in school before school? I was DJing.
How old are you?
I'm 27.
Oh, yeah. Oh, okay. Yeah. Okay.
So I was in school, and I was actually an athlete, too. I was
playing
track.
Sports?
I did football and track, but college.
What's your 40?
Huh? Shit.
What's your 40, man?
That's a long time ago.
What's your 40, man?
That was a long time ago.
That shit
ago.
Probably five.
It was like around the five.
Fuck.
I wasn't that fat. I was more like that.
Wasn't that good?
No, not a five, bro.
I was more like the slow builder. Like,
yeah, okay, cool. Cool.
40 was too, like, short, but
yeah.
100, yeah, I could definitely catch you.
You was a build-up runner.
Yeah, build-up, yeah.
Yeah,
but
okay.
Then I was in school doing track, and then COVID happened, and then that kind of, like, I did graduate, but that kind of, like, messed up everything, because they
didn't play
sports, you couldn't do nothing. So then I was like, what else can I do? Because everybody was doing is staying in the house, smoking, you feel
DJing,
me?
DJing, the live streams. That, live streams is crack.
They was.
Shout out to my boy Phil, man. Shout out to Ricky on Instagram, Ricky Fontaine. That nigga had that shit cracking.
The live.
Before Tory Lanez, for anybody else. Before all that, before any of that, Club Rona was cracking.
Because everybody thought Tory Lanez was the one. Tory Lanez just hopped on it, and then he was a real, like, big celebrity for everybody. Yeah.
But Club Rona went crazy, though.
That, and then you had the Verses, too, that started getting popping.
The Verses,
But then, and then I just started, like I said, one day out the blue, decided to do it, and then that was it.
So, yeah. How confident you are when it comes to, like, putting together parties and stuff? The reason why I ask that is because when I throw parties, like, I'd be really, like, antsy, like, how the fuck I'm going
to, you know what I'm saying? Well, I've never thrown a party myself.
Really?
Yeah. People be telling me, to. That's where the money's at, too, but it's just. Mm-hmm.
And expand your name.
That, and it's like, I think I know the right promoters, but at the same time, it's like, you don't know people till you really start, you feel me, work with them and really get to know them. So it's like, I've been a little antsy, but I've been a part of people who do throw a party, so I see
what how it go.
Yeah, I seen the homies do it. I'm like, you really got to, like, from the bartenders, that's if you have them, if the club provide them, then, you know, to the DJs. And the DJs, honestly, is the most important thing.
Yeah, of course.
Sure, the music.
What about the DJ? We ain't no party.
We're not vibing out.
Exactly, because your party could have, I don't know, strippers coming from the ceiling, the whole night. But then if nobody's buying drinks at the bar, the club event ain't making no money at all. Part. Like, the DJs are literally the life of the party. That's why I don't understand why people, like, wait till last minute. And then they get mad when you charge them. And then they'll be like, well, I mean, you knew for, like, it's 5-6 months you throwing a party. So why not get the best thing that's going to make your party lit?
Yeah. You got that time. That time matter.
Yeah, literally
the
DJ, do.
The DJ is the heart of the party. Like, for real. It's like the promoters. And then also his location.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Especially in L.A. Yeah, please.
Make sure it's parking and rented.
I did enough parties shooting inside.
Really?
Yeah. Not too long ago, I was at one, too, where they shot inside of the party. Like,
what age group was the party?
Shit. It was a pool party, so it was like 18, 19.
Oh, yeah. There you go. So, young.
Them young kids.
Young, trying to make a statement, trying to, you know what I mean?
Yeah, and it's sad, because
I had a few homies that went to jail behind a whole lot of shit. Exactly. When they was young, but then now they older, they like, man, I should have never.
It never yet, like.
Yeah, they don't get it. They're not going to get it until they get it.
So
that's crazy.
I did enough of those. So now I look at locations, all that, because, I ain't.
Not for real. Kill a dude.
Man.
You ever heard that?
The club? I heard it. It was when I first started, too. Like,
that's viral right there. Killing the DJ.
When I first started, I heard that. Man. Now, like, I could cater to pretty much any crowd, but back then,
No way.
That's wild. Killing the DJ. What would you do if you heard that now? Like,
I mean, usually if that would happen,
like, I want to think about
it. It'll be like somebody that I know, I didn't play their song. You got the mad
and they keep bugging you. Oh, yeah, I hate that.
Especially like they got, you ain't got no cash.
No tips. You be one of your tips.
Hell yeah. Because it's like, I'm getting paid, but it's like, you don't know what this extra 50 or 100, whatever, could do. Like, that could be gas, that could be anything. So it's like, you feel me? Or just, tip. Everybody else get tip. Hair.
Well, I can't look. Okay.
Yeah, bartenders get tip. Shit.
Yeah.
Everybody get tip. So why not the DJ? We know.
Yeah, the most important part of the party.
Yeah, exactly.
That should be, you should go to the party with a tip jar.
Yeah, I was going to say, you should put that bitch up
like Boogie.
Which I love. Right there.
And it's crazy, too, because the event I'm doing next week, they was like, we're going to make sure we bring a tip jar right there for you. I was like,
Bring your own, nigga. What the
I used to.
Paint it. Put DJ.
I used to. But
your little Cash App code, so the people that don't have cash.
That's true.
They're all that.
I need to do that, because that's the main excuse. I don't got cash.
Yeah, I don't have cash. I'm going to check my purse.
I got Zelle. I got Cash App. Venmo. So right, which one, what you trying to do?
Yeah, you might as well get you a plaque. We're going to make you a plaque with all your little shit on
information,
it.
Information,
yeah.
I'm going to invest in that.
Yeah, QR codes, for sure.
Yeah, that's what people do nowadays, QR codes. Because you ain't got to type nothing. Just boom, use the camera.
That's what I'm saying. Like, boom, each one. Just have a code for it.
That's smart.
Well, he thinking about it.
He's like, why didn't Ben think about that?
I should have.
How you like the DJing business, man?
Oh, I love it. It definitely, it's something, I wouldn't say everybody should get into it, but it's definitely something, if you know you love music, loves, you feel me, all that, it's something people should try to get into it, like.
People who know rhythm, though. Cause
yeah, that
people,
too.
See, if you don't know rhythm, you can't just jump into that
shit.
Yeah,
I think it was easier for me because I knew rhythm, I loved listening to music, like. That's why for me, catering to certain people was easy. Like, I noticed a lot of DJs can't cater to a certain crowd.
Right.
Like, let's say, I don't know, black people. It's not that hard to turn us up.
Yeah, black people. Yeah.
Like, we, the easiest.
Because we know what's up. We actually run the culture, so we do. We the forefront.
But a lot of people can't cater. Like, I've seen it. I had to save parties before. Yeah. Like, I had to do a lot. So it's like.
Do you carry your laptop everywhere you go just in case?
I do. I actually did.
I just had an incident like this last weekend. And he was like, man, the party got. I got my laptop right now. They throw me in. I'm like, damn, bro.
I do. Because it's crazy. Because my best friend, shout out to my best friend, Sasha, she was the one who really, like, embedded in my head, like, you really need to. Because there's times where it's like people just suck or like. The homie was mad one time. He was like, you get on. And I was like, all right, got my stuff.
Had your shit together?
Got on. Like, you never know when your opportunity comes. So it's like, always be ready. Prepared.
Yeah.
And always make sure before I leave the house, I have, like, everything I need. Laptop, charger, sometimes backup charge. You always got to have the backups. Because it's happened to me, too, before. Wires to everything, two of them. So it's like, man, my backpack be heavy, but it's like, I'm never not.
You're a business, prepared. You're a fucking business.
Never not prepared. So it's like, yeah.
What we drinking?
Yeah, you guys ready for drinks?
Yeah.
Okay. So today we're going to be doing a cranberry mint mojito, but instead of rum, we're using tequila.
Ooh.
Wow. Something refreshing for you guys. You're gonna show me something?
Yeah, because we have a rum tequila, right?
Oh, we do?
This is not the one, but I think it's one down there. But yeah.
Okay, good. So for the round two, we'll try that.
Yeah, yeah. That's I would have known, like, I would have told you, but yeah. You don't know what we got back there. She's new here, guys. She's a special guest, you know what I'm saying? She didn't know we had a sponsor, Blue Tequila. You know what I'm saying? Blue Royal. It's the rum in a tequila. You know what I'm saying?
So it's half and half?
I believe so. I don't know how he mixed it exactly, but the way he explained it to me was like, you know what I mean? It's from New York. So.
New York?
Yeah. You ever traveled outside the California to DJ?
No, not yet. I want to. I've actually got hit up to do certain stuff. It's just right now, if I do that, I got to pay, you know, at least something. So.
No, you gotta charge that. You want me to come? This is what I need. This right here for flight. This is for inconvenience.
Exactly.
I gotta have a car to get around. I don't want to depend on you. I need equipment. I gotta do
this,
check on.
Yeah, so it's like
I did that when I flew to Colombia and when I flew to Mexico. You gotta have those shit set in line so you know certain things. But I mean. You know, it comes with whatever you, with learning how to do it.
Yeah. So that's why I'm not really, like, too eager right yet, because I want, like you said, I want all that included, and then, you feel me, something, but I know it's going to happen.
Yeah. 4 years doing DJing.
Yeah, time flew by, for sure. Time flew by.
What would you suggest for, up and coming DJs to charge for parties?
I would tell them you can be charged what you believe you are worth. So it's like, I can't tell somebody to charge, I don't know, $600 for 5 hours, because if you don't believe you worth that $600 for 5 hours, then it's like, you feel me, I can't tell you nothing. But charge what you think you're worth and what you think you can bring to the table. Because you don't want to charge too high and then you're not really producing what you're charging. Because word gets around. So it's like, whatever you think you're worth and you can produce, charge that. But definitely make sure
some
it's
DJs
worth
been
it.
Going crazy on the price and they haven't really like
mastered
did nothing
it.
Big.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Like, you know, let's say somebody like Vision, if he charges me $5,000 for 5 hours, I would understand. You YG's DJ, you've been doing this since God knows how long. And you like when he DJs, you know, oh yeah. You worth the money. So it's like I can't really you
he charged $5,000?
I don't know how much he charges. But just, I'm,
saying, I'm sitting here like, damn.
Some of these DJs really charge. Damn near. I mean, you got to realize artists charge about 10 bands to perform. So it's like, whatever they charge, the DJ got to charge at least somewhere around
there. I ain't never paid a DJ $5,000. And I've been throwing parties since I was 18 years old, 17 years old. I couldn't even get in the club when I was throwing parties. At a club.
For real. A lot of these, well, it depends on, like, the club. A lot of these clubs will pay high-end prices for their DJ. Especially, like, let's say if we go to Vegas, they're definitely going to pay 5, 10, whatever the DJ charges. Because, number one, your name is hella big. And your name is bringing.
And you're bringing people
these
out.
These sellout tables, crowds, whatever. So it just depends the club, where you at, the promoters, and stuff like that.
What's this right here?
This look good.
Looks yummy.
Yeah, you
refreshing.
Didn't put the little cranberries.
Okay. Exclusive.
What we doing here? What's this?
So this is a cranberry mint mojito with the tequila. So take a sip, guys.
The tequila.
Show the camera. Did the
Grand
camera
Diamante,
see?
If y'all don't know.
Nice and smooth.
See it.
Yep.
The tequila Grand Diamante. Oh, yeah. I had your drinks already. It was fire.
Yeah.
You like that?
You
sweet,
like that?
Smooth.
You making you one?
Yeah, I'm gonna make me one. Right, I have to make sure to pass y'all test.
Yeah.
You know, you might be my new favorite bartender.
I know that's right.
Nah, she do her shit. She made me a mocktail. I was like, I gotta do this. Mocktail. That was when I wasn't drinking.
There was no alcohol.
That didn't last too long, but.
Sleep.
It didn't last too long. It was more than a week, but it didn't last too long though. Yeah.
So I know you said you work with special ed kids. Have you ever thought about a class for them?
A class for them?
Mm-hmm.
DJ class.
I know.
Cause that'll be something you can also probably get like
nonprofit.
A nonprofit donations towards.
That's true.
A program summer when summer come back around. That'll probably
that's
be
true.
Good.
She get you get some game. Now she get you some jewels, goddamn. You never thought about that?
Nah, I actually never did. Like, that's damn.
Yeah, when you say you love, that's what you do in the daytime. Why not incorporate something you love with the kids helping? I think that'll be really dope. Because I haven't seen no one do that yet. Not
like,
with DJing.
Sports
is the guy thing.
A lot of them, like, skip over them because of their, you know, disabilities and stuff. A lot of people
never know, you might breed them up next DJ Khaled out the motherfucker, bro.
Okay.
You don't know.
For real.
Certain people got certain niches for a certain shit, so. They probably got a better ear than you, to be honest.
Man.
That's crazy, though.
Yeah.
That's a good idea. That's a good one right there, for sure.
Yeah, I never thought of that.
You need to go home and get the notepad out.
Yeah.
Man.
Do the research.
No, Trapping I really jewels. Will. Cause it's like, why not? They human. They just like me. It's just you feel
I mean, they probably could express themselves too.
Way better too.
Yeah, through music.
Cause a lot of them do really like music and pay attention. Like especially kids with like ADHD, they really pay attention to details.
Honed
like,
into that shit. Yeah. Money with the shake up. Yeah. That's dope, man. So you thinking about that?
Cause it's like I really never actually like you know I just keep my job separate and that separate, so I never really like.
Gotta make everything work at some point.
True.
To be honest, I try to do that too, but sometimes you can't. That'd be dope. That'd actually be pretty big.
Mm-hmm.
Because music is universal as hell. You never know what somebody can do, what, you know what I mean, the skills that they learn from that shit.
Man, because I've seen some things, even some songs collab sometimes. I'd be like, I never.
Have you heard about, have you seen the DJ battles? The R&B DJ battles? I'm so like infatuated with that shit. Like, I literally want to go to a R&B DJ battle. I don't even care about the club. I don't care about nothing else. I want to go to an R&B DJ battle. But they always on in New York.
East side, yeah. I don't know why. Like, well, I kind of know why, but at the same time, it's like the that West is so like divided a little
bit. Why we can't do it though? I think we could do it.
It's just too much of that.
Ain't nobody divided. DJ Wizkid, I fuck with him. I mean, Looney, I fuck with Kevy, I fuck with who else is a big ass DJ? DJ Goonie, I don't know if DJ Goonie like that. All the big DJs. That'd be dope. Just Goofy. Like the R&B Mondays. You probably could do like the R&B mashup. They be killing it with the R&B.
The karaoke. No.
Well, that's on Mondays. But have you seen on TikTok where they have the R&B DJ nights? In New York?
Yeah, a lot of them be like combining words of like hip hop to like R&B that you
think about sound good together.
Crazy.
Yeah.
You see that? My God, I love it. That's all I watch on time. Like, this shit is hard.
They really do.
Like, it's hard.
They really pay attention. They like the word DJ. They pay attention to every word of a song and be like, oh, yeah, I haven't heard this song from whatever. And then boom, artistic do it too, low key. DJ artistic.
Yeah.
He be doing it to where, like, let's say, I don't know, you play a song that has tequila. Then he have another R&B song that
has tequila in it. I'm going to have to check that out.
You do.
It's on TikTok, though. Just type R&B DJ battles or DJ mix-ups. They be going, like, the people. It'd be like instead of going there for like a performance, like a Lil Baby concert or something like that, they literally go there for the DJs and the DJs just playing. They be vibing to that shit.
They do that in Vegas too, right?
I never seen it in Vegas.
I don't know.
At the Marquee, they had a DJ. Pauly D does that.
Oh,
but of course it's different music. Their genre.
Imagine R&B,
that'd be dope. Crazy. Everybody listen to it. I can't stand EDM, but R&B.
Exactly.
I love EDM. Yeah. EDM is different. It's just different.
It's a lot of noise for me.
Yeah.
It's different, though. It's a vibe. You got to know, you know what I mean? It's a vibe. EDM is different, but it's a vibe. That's actually the most made.
Oh, yeah.
They make money.
Yeah. Good, yeah.
They remix our
hip hop songs. Yeah, like Soap City. They remix Soap City and put it. I was like, wait, what?
Yeah. All that. EDM go crazy, bro.
It do.
Hella.
That's a big bag, too. The noise.
Put that in my notes, too. Yeah,
it's just the noise and all them lights were just.
Yeah,
I can't stand all them lights. Yeah.
Bro, I promise you get into that, you'll be like, nah. The EDM bag, bro. Yeah. I just bought me a house on the beach. Big money. Like, I love the R&B match, like the R&B battles. They go crazy. Super crazy. You never heard of it? Like, never seen it?
I think I have.
You gotta check that
out. I'm gonna check it out.
Yeah, that's them.
Do they have live shows too out here or no? It's just in New York.
Nah.
The ones I've seen is always in New York.
New York always got the biggest stuff over there.
Yeah, that shit was wild.
So if somebody could do it over out here, where all these DJs could actually, like, because they do mess with each other, you know, they all do that different stuff, but if they could do it out here, bro.
Hey, I think that's something I think I want to, go
collab
ahead.
On.
Cause that sounds crazy.
Do a
like,
party.
Right? There you go, nigga. Giving you too much juice today, goddamn, bro. Nigga, you gotta say, hey, I'm having a DJ battle, R&B DJ battle. You gotta come with your best shit. Ooh, can they do it though?
Cause DJs that
New
I know
York doing crazy right now.
The DJs that I know, it's gonna be hard to even just cause, like you said, you got Wizkid.
But can Wizkid do that though? You could do the rap. He could do the energy, the vibe.
But the R&B.
Can he do only R&B? Some of the stuff, they'll take one word from a rap song, of course, and they'll flip it into an R&B song, but can he do that? That's the thing. That's the thing, too.
I think the DJs that I could do, if I had like my top five, would definitely be DJ Trey Money. That, when it comes to R&B.
You know who Complex is?
Yeah, he's the old school.
He's not old school.
He's old school for me.
Damn.
Back in the day. No, not like that. I was not supposed to be at the parties. His slow mixes.
Wait, how old is Complex?
Wait, Complex.
He's not that old, y'all, but I'm just saying. I feel like he's a DJ that hasn't gotten enough credit.
He's been around
from back in the day.
I remember when I used to go to them.
All the wall hall parties.
Yeah, I used to be there.
We used to be on SoundCloud playing his mixes.
Oh, you know? People still do it. Yeah, SoundCloud. He blew up a lot on SoundCloud.
Hell yeah.
What?
Yeah, SoundCloud.
He would literally have mixes and name them certain names. Like, if you in a certain vibe, that's what you would go with. Like,
what, he had it locked down? Oh, yeah, he did that.
Y'all might need a year.
Yeah, he did.
Before I even thought about being a DJ.
DJ Complex is my guy. I met him through one of my friends. One of my best friends. He had a hall. And he booked him for that event. And then I met him like that. Because I was like, make sure this is, you know, DJ come in. I met him like that. Yeah, he been around. I just actually seen him at a comedy club with Sean Connor and Leilani.
Yeah, I know what you're talking about.
Yeah, I went up there. The black house.
Yeah.
Yeah, the black house. The restaurant.
Oh, Noho?
Yeah.
Oh, dope. Yeah, their brunch is fire.
Yeah.
He was DJing there, and I was like,
he do the brunch there. I actually just went there Sunday. I used to DJ there before for them, like Saturdays and Tuesdays. I went there Sunday, and then he had it cracking.
Yeah.
Like always, especially, and the ladies loved the R&B. They was saying,
"That's where the money is. No violence." We gotta play the R&B battle.
That's crazy.
It's crazy because a lot of events don't do R&B, but it's like R&B will bring out the grown and mature and
the money. It'll bring out the money outside.
Bring out the grown and sexy, like you said.
Yeah. The mature crowd.
We gotta
like,
get that cracking. I'm sorry that I'm on that yet, man. Yeah, I love R&B. That's my favorite. I don't really care too much for anything else. I love R&B.
Yeah, like, and a lot of artists just start trying to cater more. Like, that's why I do fuck with Kalen.
Because
it's like, he not just rap, he also R&B.
Yeah, he balances it.
Like, same thing with Drake. That's why Drake got so big, because he can rap. I mean, the Drake conversations, Drake ain't really cool no more.
That's a deep score.
But, you feel me? As far as, like,
every time I hear artists now, I just be like,
you look at it different. You hear it different, huh?
And on purpose, is more so, like, I understand what Kendrick
was eating. Like, his lyrics.
Now that we see
certain lyrics and stuff, you go back and listen to, I was like, damn, how did I just... I used to just say it, but now it's like, oh yeah, I don't know, man.
Not like that. No disrespect to Drake. Drake, shout out to Drake. He doing his thing. He's an artist. He's making his bread. I can't hate on him. He got way more money than I got until tomorrow. And then
I know that's right.
You feel me? Like I said, I ain't gonna switch it up, but it's certain things that I've been like paying attention. Okay, cool. Yeah, it's different.
It is. You really got to pay attention to certain stuff.
Yeah, that should be boo-boo. But we as black people allow it, so.
True.
Titties with titties.
We can't lie.
I said what I said. That's what I call it. I say titties with titties. You feel me? You can't change what a titty is to the titty. It is what it is.
Titties gonna be a titty.
You know what? What you want me to say? A titty is a titty. You feel me? Crazy that sound
pertain
like that,
to that.
But yeah, a titty is gonna be a titty. You can't change it. Mm-hmm. That's still a titty.
We gotta use him. Call him when we need captions.
Oh God!
I'm sorry, my bad. Nah. Hey, so based off of like your last. It's 2024 right now.
Mm-hmm.
Based off your last 4 years of DJing, what would be like your favorite moment or your favorite type of party to DJ at?
Damn.
That's a good one.
Favorite
that boy
moment
thinking.
Of DJing.
Because it could be some ones you'd be like, man, this was my shit. I fucked this party up. This party went cracking right here. I should charge more. Man, I need tips.
Well, I would say one of them was my birthday this year.
Your own event?
Nah.
Okay.
Well, I did have a section and shit, so you feel me? But
Did you do that?
Yeah, I DJed at Dragonfly.
Okay, that's
Santa Monica,
huh?
Santa Monica?
Yeah.
That's why I met Roddy Rich, manager.
Manager.
And that's how I met fucking Mustard and shit.
Oh yeah, because they used to be Dragonfly been out for a minute. But yeah, that was definitely a moment. Another one.
It sounds hard, like you don't even know. Yeah. Like, wait a minute, I don't know that. Because it get like that though, especially when in the last 4 years, you probably done DJ probably like 100 parties
so
or something.
Much.
So
I would say it's between a tie. It was DJ Bugsy's New Year Eve party. I was faded.
Man, definitely.
Okay. Yeah, faded. He's a throwback too.
Yeah. And Bugsy. Bugsy, bro?
Bugsy.
The producer,
yeah.
Bugsy? Or?
Yeah.
No, he's a producer now, too?
What?
I didn't know that. Ooh, y'all don't kill me already.
When Roddy Rich first blew up.
Well, that's how I know that
Bugsy on the beat.
He did, let me tell you one thing about me.
And then it makes, ooh, it just makes sense.
Yeah.
Roddy Rich, when he first came out, that's my dog.
Yeah, that was
Bugsy did a lot. He produced a lot of West Coast shit.
He's big, yeah. But DJ Bugsy knew it. I was faded and I was just going.
I cannot believe that. That's ridiculous. Where do I?
Hey, it get like that.
Yep, I was going from R&B trap. I was just flying. And I didn't even know that time was flying by too. Cause I was just doing my shit and that time flew by. It was like 4 or 5 by the time I knew. Like, oh yeah, we gotta wrap this up. And
the New Year's Eve party?
Yeah, it was crack because people were still there till like 3, 4, 5. Nobody was leaving. So it was like,
everybody got to go to work. Got to go to work.
That and the homie KM Montana, his Halloween party last year.
He came on the show. Shout out to KM.
His Halloween party last year, same thing went.
Crazy.
He always, most of the time.
He promotes a lot, right?
I haven't been
to another one of his parties yet, but I told him I was going to pull up and see what he's talking about.
I would say pull up to the New Year. Oh, wait. I was going to say New Year's Eve. That one last year.
You got one this year?
Yeah.
It's coming up, right? December 7th.
Yeah,
they're planning one.
Yeah, he definitely is going to be like a black fair or something like that. I don't remember. Mm-hmm. Blackout something. But definitely going to go up.
I can't go. I can't go to New Year's shit because my son's birthday is on the 31st.
Oh, damn.
Yeah, he should have been like a second or third birthday. But you know how shit go. Birthdays be like,
gotta do the kids.
Yeah, you got to.
Birthdays is always during the bigger holidays. I feel like there's so many Christmas babies.
Every year he be like, yeah.
So many New Year babies. Like, geez.
You go with your mama, nigga. What you mean? I'm
just let me pause.
No, for real. Shit, what you want with
New Year Eve, Christmas, is always them kids that, damn.
And he getting older, so he like, nigga, I'm partying with you. I'm like, no, you not. Nigga, go home. What the fuck? Go home.
Yeah. I feel it.
But yeah, I can't go to that. But yeah. So you would say like the DJ Bugsy and Ken. He been doing a lot of shit though.
Mm-hmm. Ken do well. He did. He just did an R&B.
They real strategic about their shit too.
Yeah. No. He is. Yeah. Man, I seen it firsthand.
Have you did live sets?
Hmm?
Have you did like live sets?
Yeah,
like
I always do live.
I'm talking about like live sets with like artists on stage.
Oh, I didn't choose to do it, but
I got thrown in again.
And yeah, I've done it. It's cool. It's just as an artist, I would tell y'all show love to the DJs at the end, like first, like especially
in the beginning,
I didn't ask. to do it. So I got thrown in, and then now you mad at me. Your song ain't working.
Demanded, I'm like, yeah. I ain't even, or you might not even knew the song.
Exactly.
Yeah.
I'm like, okay. How to drop this. How
that's like, giving me another perspective.
Yeah, like, you. It's like sometimes you got to realize, like, especially if I'm not planned ahead. Mm-hmm. I don't know who you is. I don't know, like,
well, your intro. Yeah.
None of that. I don't know how to hype you up. I don't know. I don't even know if your stuff is good. Good. So it's like, now I'm just...
Have you did any, like, artist showcases? Like, just smaller than, like, just a venue or, like, a concert?
I did, I think, like, one. It was with somebody that I don't remember. Mm-hmm. It was with somebody, but, yeah, I did one. It was, I mean, it was cool. A lot of that music, though, you know, I feel like... A lot of people trying to sound like somebody.
Yeah, I don't
like that. Like, yeah, I think one person's trying to sound like Draco. I was like, yeah, that's out.
I did artist showcases where I picked artists, but I'm so like picky when it comes to that type of shit because I want people to like the music. So
exactly,
it's not about me, but it's more so about me. If I like the music, I know the people gonna like it because I'm A&R engineer, producer, exactly, you know, like, so I know how this shit gonna go. So when artists like hit me up about doing a showcase, I'll be like, yeah, send me your music.
Yeah.
Let me see what I'm about to have you in here to my suit. Oh, pump it.
Got that blood cut, just throwing up gang signs, yeah, like, bring out a gun. I'll be here.
Get out of here. Doing a whole video shoot down in that damn.
Man, yeah, nah.
Shout out to the artists who do they shit when it comes to, like, they put together their
music, their sound.
Their music, and also think about the type of music they put out because.
And the message they're sending.
Because it's like you are putting in, if this is a ratchet vibe and you bring in country or trap, it's kind of like, come on.
It's not valid.
You're supposed to know where you're going before you do your homework.
Yeah.
Like artists, somebody start doing that homework. Exactly.
Like, all right, shout out to Wally the Sensei, man.
Yeah.
I booked him a few shows like years back before he like really got
blown up. Yeah.
And a nigga, he always been on his shit, bro.
Mm-hmm.
Shout out to Wally, man.
I seen him in Vegas at Big Jerk.
He be moving.
He was lit.
Wally, that's one dude I can say is a hardworking dude. Wally, True Car.
Shout out to my guy, True, man.
True.
I think I still owe him a music video. He be talking shit. That nigga be talking shit.
Oh, he was.
Shout out to my guy, though.
Them two.
Yeah.
Well, for sure. Like, when there's work to be done, they don't. Play,
I like artists that stick to their guns, though, for sure.
Oh, yeah. Definitely one I could for sure work with.
You ever got approached by, like, a label to, like, sign to the label? You know, labels sign or DJs.
There was a dude way back then, like, Ken Dog. He was.
Okay.
Yeah.
We got some people. We got producer know who the fuck we talking about.
But, yeah, you know, I was his DJ for a little bit, but then, like, things didn't work out. But, you feel me? One day I know for sure it's going to happen. It's just the work got to get put in.
Okay.
That's how the game go.
Yeah, you got to grind. I mean, it's more so about, I just told somebody tonight when I was at getting something to eat. I was talking to this guy at the bar, and he was, like, talking about what I do and how I do it. I was like, bruh, a lot of this stuff is not about what you know. I don't give a fuck about how you know how to turn the goddamn camera on, how you know how to tone the camera and do this and do that, and how you know how to make a drink. It's about who you know.
Exactly.
Who's tasting people, your stuff.
And, yeah. Who you know is going to get you further than what you know.
That's what I tell
what
people. Because I remember, like, what was it, 2 months ago or a month ago? I got hit up by a big club in San Diego to DJ for that. Only reason why I didn't do it is because the money wasn't added. I would be spending more money going than receive it. So, but it's like, and then the homie that lives out there was telling me that there are big DJs out there who ain't never, like, you feel me, had a chance to even do it.
Did you go?
No, I didn't.
No, he said it wasn't enough money.
The money.
Sometimes you can't think about.
Sometimes you can't.
If I would have got there, I'm sorry. If that would have been me, I would have went.
I was thinking.
I would have went for the. I would have went for the timeout.
Reached.
I would have went for the networking because it's all about. And not about. It's about what your network is. And if you would have went and did that and blew it up, you probably would have been down there every week.
Booked every weekend. Now you're getting to charge what you want to charge.
That part. True. You fucked up. No, I'm just playing.
Yeah, a little bit.
Sometimes your blessings come from behind the scenes. That's true. You know, once you got there, what if it was somebody big there that like, oh, I need you on my tour now. You know?
That's true.
Your blessings come. We can't always just chase green.
Yeah.
Because that's going to come and go regardless.
Yeah.
You ain't lying.
Yeah. You fucked up. No,
we don't get to your fucking up because that's Jesus.
You fucked up, man. Shit. Oh, it's another shot?
Yeah, we got to drink to that. We got to get my boy right.
Hey, you got to stay on your shit. It's not about what you know. It's who you know. You hear me?
Yeah.
Cheers.
That never gets old.
DJ Tay, you want a drink? Gotcha.
Look, so we got a few questions in, you know what I'm saying? I honestly, you know how this shit go.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's all natural. Ain't no quotes and questions and all that shit. We having a conversation about what we having a conversation about. You having a passion about DJing for the last 4 years. What has that done for you, like, mentally? Like, as far as, you know, a lot of people go through a lot of stuff. You have losses, you got wins, you got all kind of stuff. But when you doing what you love to do, you kind of don't even look at it like that. You look at it as, this is what I love to do, and this is what keep me level. Like, how do you feel about DJing, like, seriously? Like, because a lot of people look at it as, I mean, you just playing music. Like, what does it do for you mentally? Like,
I think, for me personally, it's taught me, like, discipline.
Okay.
You got to be real disciplined to, like, I'm coming here to do a job, and you feel me? You got to leave whatever problems, it's like the same as a 9-to-5, leave whatever problems you're going through, because I done been through some stuff where it's like, literally, right before a gig, girl problems, whatever, you don't even want to.
His girl problems.
Welcome to another episode of Open Bar Podcast, where the conversation is never on the rocks, but it's straight up no chaser. Today, we're excited to introduce you to a refreshing new sponsor that's sure to quench your thirst and elevate your palate, Stintino Sparkling Water. Imagine sipping on the vibrant flavors of Italy with every bubble. Stintino offers three unique and mouthwatering varieties that will transport you straight to the Mediterranean. First up, we have the Sicilian Blood Orange. This isn't just any orange flavor. It's infused with anise, fennel, and basil, and sweetened with the finest Italian grape sugar. It's a symphony of flavors that dances on your taste buds. Next, there's the Sicilian Cactus Pear, an exotic blend that combines the subtle sweetness of cactus pear with the bold notes of strawberry and black pepper. And yes, it's sweetened with Italian grape sugar, ensuring a naturally delightful taste. Finally, we have the Amalfi Lemon, a crisp and invigorating choice that pairs the zesty brightness of Amalfi lemons with fresh basil, all sweetened with Italian grape sugar. It's like a sunny Italian afternoon in a bottle. Don't just take our word for it. Experience the effervescent magic of Stintino Sparkling Water for yourself. Visit stintinosparkling.com to explore more and place your order today. And while you're at it, don't forget to subscribe to our YouTube channel, follow us on Instagram at openbarpodcast-was, and visit openbarpodcast.com for the latest updates and episodes. Stay tuned, stay refreshed, and keep the conversation flowing. Welcome to another episode of the Open Bar Podcast, where the conversation is never on the rocks, but it's straight up no chaser. Today, we're excited to introduce our sponsor, Tequila Gran Diamante. If you're looking for a tequila experience that epitomizes luxury and excellence, look no further. Let's start with their award-winning platter. Crafted from the finest estate-grown agave Tequilana Weber, this tequila has a captivating blend of wafting scents, including spices, slight vanilla, vegetal, and floral tones, all balanced perfectly with rich agave notes. Its medium weight body and silky, buttery, velvety texture make every sip a pure delight. The platter rests in stainless steel for 23 to 28 days, ensuring a flawless finish. Next, we have the Reposado. This remarkable tequila also uses the finest estate-grown agave Tequilana Weber and rests in French oak barrels for 8 months, enriching its character. the Reposado is bursting with flavors of spice, pepper, balanced agave, butterscotch, and caramel. It offers a medium weight body with a buttery, velvety texture, complemented by a slight wood and smoke essence that delivers a refined and unique taste. Finally, let's talk about the Añejo. Aged for 18 months in new French oak barrels, this full-bodied tequila features a luscious body and satiny texture. It offers smooth hints of muted spice, pepper, and oak undertones, which taper down to a thoroughly enjoyable finish. The Añejo has a refined bouquet of aromas, including butterscotch, cinnamon, nutmeg spices, and hints of chocolate and cigar. Its slight wood and smoke essence provide the character and nuance found in older Añejos. So why wait? Elevate your tequila experience today by shopping at tequilagrandiamante.com. Don't forget to follow the Open Bar podcast on all social media platforms to stay updated and book your spot for our next episode. Visit us at openbarpodcast.com. Cheers to great conversations and even greater tequila.
That's the second time you said it, though. Hey, yeah, we got there.
I don't even want to be there. Like, I just want to get on, but it's like, you feel me, push through it.
Yeah.
Like that, or like, just in general, whatever you're going through. Yeah. Like, every time, people are, my best friends knew about this, but sometimes, like a few months ago, I didn't even have a car.
Okay.
I got in a car accident, you feel me, I didn't have a car for a cool minute. But I still have the discipline and, you know, still go out there, still do what I love. At the end, this is what I want to do.
Right.
So it's like, it teaches you discipline, teaches you morals. Like, you're here to do a job. You're not here to flirt with the lady. I see some, man. They be like, yeah.
We put a little auto mix on and go in the bathroom real quick.
No, they do it. They play a mix. Get on, go talk to this. I'll be like, damn, you just finessed the whole whatever. Or you feel me? You know, you got to teach you to be mature, all types of stuff. But it definitely made me like smarter, too. Like, smarter, definitely. Because now I look at music differently. I don't listen to this ratchet hip-hop now. R&B, Afrobeats, dancehall.
Afrobeats is cracking.
You ain't ever been to one, it's a different vibe.
It's a different
dance
vibe.
Hall, Afrobeats, all them, completely.
I love Afrobeats.
I'm telling you, but even if you don't understand the music, just go for it's the experience.
It's a vibe. Like,
they're definitely more lit.
It's a vibe.
Yeah, I mean, I don't want
to. Because they dance and, like, they feel the beat in the music. Like,
that's the crazy thing.
Like, they don't sit around looking at each other. Like, they're going to have time.
Yeah. I don't know what it is, but, like, niggas nowadays, they just, I don't know. We just like to stare.
So it's a fashion show stare now.
That. Judge other niggas
that's
two-step
That's why I wear
in.
All the cheapest clothes I can wear fine when I go to goddamn parties.
Man. I do, too.
My
don't
shirt
wear.
Be, like, $9. Man,
they still would stare at you if they see a female.
I make sure my shirt not
out.
I'll
be dressed.
Change real nigga. My goddamn shirt $9.
I'll be dressing basic as hell. Basic as hell.
Shoes
niggas,
real too. That's my belt real.
Man, niggas still come up to me asking me, "Oh, where you get that from?" I'd be like, "Bro, it's the cheapest thing."
I'm only laughing because people really be looking at you like you a real superstar, but knowing your shirt only costs $9.
Literally, like, I would never go to Gucci.
This shirt was $9, goddamn.
I would never go to Gucci buy me a $1,000 shirt. Like, never.
I learned my lessons with that.
You used to do that?
Girls be like, "Ooh, that nigga right there." I said,
Once you get it. You're going to want to just because you know you can. You got to get that out. Don't go overboard, but you got to get it out.
Nigga,
at least once.
Put some rims on that bucket. You're going to be there.
So then you see later. Yeah. Now it's on sale. You mad because you didn't catch it on sale. You know what I'm saying? Everything depreciates.
Hey, I catch everything.
And it's a timing for everything.
That's why I
let me
subscribe.
Start telling my secrets, nigga.
Okay, because they're going to be jotting down trying to be like, "Oh, well, he said I could do this."
I ain't going to lie. Shit, I be picking up, bro.
I be bringing the basics. Just make sure you match. Me too. That's all.
I don't even be matching. My browns.
Sometimes
my
it be browns the accessories. Be today. Yeah, your nudes is nuding today.
My nudes is nuding? Oh, yeah, okay.
See, I at least got to match with something. Something got to match.
Let me double check.
Yeah, black. But I mean, you know what it looks like. You know what I'm saying? I got the, whatever, however it's situated.
But I mean, as long as it flows, then it's cool.
I'm going to be dark as hell.
As long as it flows, then it's cool. You feel me? Like, but you can't be wearing pink, green.
I didn't see it, child.
Nah, but you wore. Nah, we ain't gonna talk about the cologne, man. We gonna talk about the cologne last time, man.
Oh yeah.
What was it giving?
He had some shit on, man.
Like good shit.
That shit had me like, nigga, where the fuck you get that from?
What you wear today? Cause I didn't smell it.
He probably ain't got nothing on. He probably got the today.
But
he got the black ice in the car. He got the black ice. He's like rubbing it down.
In this bitch.
Yeah,
the last time
I got
TikTok.
Yeah, he had some shit on last time. I was like, nigga, because I got a collection. My cologne collection is ridiculous.
Yeah, I love perfume.
My cologne collection is sick. Some
unisex fragrances.
Yeah, he has some shit I ain't never smelled before. I was like, nigga, nope.
See, now I want to know what it smells like. I'm thirsty.
Crazy. That was crazy.
That the Armenian stuff.
Yeah, it
was
crazy.
Who put you on that? What client put you on that?
It was me. I literally just was on TikTok. I never used to be a cologne person. That was a crazy thing. But TikTok.
This probably ain't got nothing right now.
Yeah. Hey, I was gonna say I was gonna say it was once in a lifetime. But then he like, I thought it was gonna be the same bartender, so she already smelled me.
Man,
hold the surprise.
It was fly though. Man. Hey, not on it though, but it was fly. I was like, where the fuck did you get that shit from? Like,
TikTok is one day I thought, you know what, let me just try this. And then, boom.
That shit hit. I was looking for that shit. You sent it to me, but I still ain't bought it.
You did, yeah, nah, you got to. And now they got like different brands. They got different like scents of that brand.
I want that one. And then there's another one I came across, the bond number 9, but it's the black. Oh, yeah. The black star. It's the black one. I got the blue one.
Yeah.
So, yeah. Yeah. That shit crazy. What are you doing?
He just be on his toes.
I be paying attention.
Yeah, every little movement, you be
I
like,
got to.
Doo, doo, doo. I got your back. I ain't gonna let that happen.
Who the fuck?
Yeah, no, it's just, you feel me, just like I said.
That drink got you
by me. That's that killer DJ mentality, nigga.
Nah, you got to, because you
never
know.
That killer DJ mentality. He's like, nigga, I done play that nigga's song. He probably ain't coming
back. He coming back.
He about to come get me.
He for sure coming back.
But yeah, man. Thank you for pulling up, man. Thank you for pulling up. What kind of motivation would you give to people who want to get into DJing? Like, how would you motivate somebody that's under you to be a DJ?
Well, I would tell them the first thing, don't expect like the...
Don't say money to be rich.
Nah, that not that, but... Don't expect just it to happen overnight. Right. Nothing ever happens overnight. You gotta really, this is what you want. You gotta really hustle, put in the work, grind for it. We think just because, network. We think just because, I know a lot of people, boom, I'm gonna be the next big star in 2 days. Nah. You gotta really, like, show people I'm worth you buying. Because that's what you're doing. You're selling yourself to people. So you gotta show them. I'm worth it. I'm worth every dime. And then produce. Because you could book DJs and then they just, I'm never booking you again.
Right.
So when you get your time.
Nigga come in here and playing some
stuff. You ain't like, never again. So when you get your time, make sure you really like every opportunity.
Come in here
grind.
Beats and shit.
Yeah. I've seen it all. I see some DJs.
Why are you playing crumb beats?
Or like, why are you just playing this at this time? Like, it don't. Like, I've seen DJs play like certain songs earlier than what they supposed to. I'd be like,
I hate that. I don't even got my drink yet. And you already playing something I'm supposed to be getting loose to. You is right about
that. She ain't even a DJ. A lot of people tell me that too. Like, why is he playing? I don't know. Wipe Me Down at 11:00. I'd be like, shit. Hey.
Yeah. Even Soak City. Like, I want to hear that when I'm already vibed out.
Yeah, exactly. That's a
that's like 1 o'clock. That's 1 o'clock.
Then they replayed it like 2-3 times because they know they played it too early. Like,
Exactly.
Yeah. That's DJs, they got their shit together.
You gotta know what song to play at what time. And that just comes with time and you networking, going out and see. Oh,
grab
shit.
That bottle. Grab that bottle. Man, they ain't gonna fall over. Turn around. Yeah, yeah.
Push that black thingy back. The light.
It's good.
Okay. Oh,
it's good. It's good.
My bad.
But no, you about to cause a fire, my boy. That's a whole goddamn, a whole fleet of alcohol right there. The portal. Those is real, nigga.
Man, yeah, my bad. But you got
collection.
Yeah, you gotta know what song to play at what time. That's the most important thing. Like, but once you learn the basics, then you know you're gonna be straight. Just you know, network. Be cool with the DJs, promoters, people.
Have a tip jar.
Don't be too cocky either.
Have a tip jar.
And that. And don't get
and
cocky.
And don't turn down nothing. Potential opportunities.
That part.
As long as you make, even if you make a shit, small nigga. Profit. Even if you just top. Making your money back, you couldn't lose, you know?
Yeah, you would have never lost that on that.
I'm telling you.
Nigga, San Diego's an hour away. 2 hours away. 2 hours?
Yeah. Two hours and change? Yeah.
Come on, man. That's a motherfucking.
And they nightlife scene, they only have one street that really goes crazy.
And so everybody just imagine getting.
Yes.
I never been there, child.
So your girl didn't take
you. Never
you
never been
there.
To San Diego before?
She ain't taking. Not like the night. Man, not like the
you
clubs.
Gotta.
That nightlife is crazy. Day, you would never expect it.
One day you ain't doing shit, bro.
Really
just
go out there.
Go down there. Just drive down there. And it's probably like on a Sunday, Saturday, Sunday, probably not going to be that much traffic. Just go down there, right? Take it an hour and a half to get down there. I did that shit one New Year's. Went down there. We had a little. It was
I've
a party
been
out
there twice.
There.
I couldn't believe it.
Yeah. Man, so they go cool. But you fucked
you know,
up.
Nobody,
you know you fucked up, right?
Yeah, nobody be really wanted to do shit like that. You feel me? A lot of people just want to stay.
Man,
local.
Get you somebody. Nigga, I'll be on some day trip shit. I'll be like, nigga, it's early. Let's go fly down to San Diego real quick and come back. That's the type of nigga I am, though. Like, I'll fuck around and be like in Vegas and come right back. I'll do doofy shit. Like, I'll go to clubs and valet park, pay the little entry fee. If it's crack, not cracking today, I'm leaving, going to the next event.
But the cool thing on that street is clubs, like clubs. Local lounge is bars, it's clubs. It's the
crazy
whole, it's
like
a long ass
street. I'm crazy like that.
I went out there for a Valentine's weekend and for a girl's night.
Homie be like, man, you
day,
ain't doing that today. I'm like,
zoo, all the shit. Yeah, it's a lot. Breakfast, dinner.
Try that shit out, bro. You gotta live a little though. That's what I was talking to my homegirl. Like, you gotta live, bro.
That's the thing.
Sometimes you gotta do
stuff
shit
out of your horizon.
Just because.
See, I need to start doing that. I'll just be.
You be
young
too.
You young too, thinking, like, man.
You know, what's the gas gonna cost to get there? And the mouth in the back.
Yo. Oh, God. Gas do be charged. You can do it, though. You know what I'm saying? You got your passport?
Nah, I don't even have that.
You tripping, bro. You gotta try. You young. I'm gonna give you some. I ain't gonna say I'm an
OG in the game.
I ain't gonna never put myself in a position at this point. But right now in your life, bro, at my age and your age, get your passport and go somewhere where you ain't ever been and travel certain places to where you don't know. Like, look for stuff that you ain't used to and go and try that shit. Go and try their culture. Go and try to look around, try their food, try their party scene, and you're going to learn more as a DJ, bro. You're going to go into their clubs and be like, I was in Barbados chilling with this nigga that did hookah, and he didn't even know what kind of business he had on his hand. I had to tell a nigga, like, hey, bro, you got $1 million business on your hand. You charging $10 for the hookah, bro. These niggas in L.A. just charging this. Y'all in Barbados, bro. You can charge a lot more. And you talking about, I literally was getting, like, moving around.
Maybe, yeah.
So you got to, like, travel, do different shit. You got to.
I got to.
San Diego is up the street.
Yeah, literally. That's
you got people coming here to just tour that.
That's up the street, bro. You been in Catalina? Nah.
Oh, you're tripping. I love you,
bro.
Catalina
fly.
You can even go there for a day. You don't even got to stay at a hotel.
You can go there, take the little boat over, get you a little time, whoop, get your boat to come back. That's it.
You can jet ski in Paris.
You can jet ski the whole way over. I would never.
It's a vibe.
I would never in a million years jet ski all the way to Catalina.
Yeah.
I'm scared of aliens and sharks.
It's dolphins in the water. They do sometimes swim
it's
up.
Something.
Wait,
it's,
yes, dolphins in the water.
I ain't fucking around. They niggas about to tip me over.
Yeah, so just go on the boat and you can rent your jet ski for an hour. But you should definitely go.
Seafoam souffle or whatever. Nope. I'm not.
Yeah. The food, breakfast, arcade.
I do jet skis anywhere else, but nigga, I'm not going to Catalina on no jet.
Like to go straight.
Run out of gas.
It's not by the, a lot of the little boat guys and stuff, they be
fuck
doing like meetups.
I'm not doing it.
If you go jet ski with a group, you would go. But if you just going by yourself with one person.
Hell no, nah, I'm like, y'all meet you niggas over there.
Yeah, you go with a group.
I'll take a helicopter.
So when I was in Catalina, that's how they don't have no hospital.
They got a helicopter go over there too.
So this, when they have their babies, they gotta take the helicopter to the Long Beach hospital. I learned that.
Oh,
yeah.
Because they don't have no cars over there. There's like golf carts.
There's no cars. It's called
just
golf
carts.
Yeah. I would take a helicopter or boat. I would not jet ski. Sorry.
Jet skiing, I don't know how I feel about a dolphin.
Nope.
Oh, they got
Uber? Mm-mm. No. Well, nah. You got to walk where you're going.
They go-kart taxis, or you could rent bicycles or go-karts.
That's it.
But just walk.
You never been there, bro? Hey, you got to try it. You got to try it.
I would say go with one of the girls, but it ain't worked out.
Uber cart, nigga. Nah, they don't.
You want another drink?
Yeah.
I see you fibbling and fabbling.
Girl, she on your shit now. She doing her job, nigga. She the DJ tonight, nigga. But yeah, you gotta try. You gotta, hey, you young, I'm gonna just give you what I'm telling you. You gotta go. You gotta try. You gotta get your passport and just go to different shit. I mean, link up with people who are doing different shit. When you do, your circle is your network too. So if it's people around you that's not doing something that's greater than what you wanna be, you're gonna stay in that circle too.
Yeah,
you need to get better people. You got to create that too. If you don't have it, you got to create that as well. People that you fuck with, DJ Wizkid. I know he didn't been out of the country and did all. You got to create that circle too. Go and travel.
Take your little
pennies, a hundred,
start
thousands,
saving your $10,
and then do it, bro. Go to you been in Atlanta?
Nah, I ain't been.
Where have you been, guys? Can we ask him that? Where have you been?
She on your shit, nigga.
I'm scared of you.
Nigga, where have you been? Cuz? No, for real, you gotta travel, man. You gotta that's gonna expand your music palette.
Your music genre too.
Cause they don't play the shit we play out here.
No, I know, yeah.
If you understand how music is, it's our energy, it's our vibe. Mm-hmm. If you do that, bro, you probably be a way better DJ. Not saying you trash, because I don't know. I'm just saying, understand it, bro. You can expand your palate when you do certain shit. Yeah, go to fucking New Orleans and see what they listening to. Hey, it's probably artists out there that we ain't never heard of.
Yeah, they listen to more like, what's that shit?
It don't matter what they listening to. Bounce, it's probably shit, but that shit go hard out here too.
Yeah, they do. Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Expand your palate, bro.
That's my
advice to new DJs coming up, because you was supposed to be giving them game. And we done stumbled across the goddamn union and been out of the L.A. Man. Nigga, go your ass to San Diego.
Have you been anywhere? Besides Vegas?
Your shit, bro.
I'm just want to know.
Like, if you count Vegas.
No. Vegas is
and you're 27?
Straight. Vegas is farther than fucking San Diego, bro.
Yeah. You grew up in L.A. too?
Basically,
sound
like. I used to live in New York, and then I moved to LA.
So you're from New York?
Yeah, but I moved to LA when I was what?
Think you from LA?
Seven, eight.
You from LA, nigga. Fuck out of here. You from LA, nigga. You from LA, bro.
So, yeah.
Try to plan a trip or something. Like, we can do something.
I think y'all should do like a network thing so then you guys could kind of plan
that. San Diego got a cool little party scene. They got bars down there. They got different little shit. You just got to go.
The hyenas are there.
You should have went. Fuck them hoes. I'm just playing. No, it's a cool little party scene. They got like a whole, like she said, a whole street of like different bars and clubs you can go to and just like do shit.
Yeah, no, I need to.
It's basically just like Vegas, but it's smaller.
Smaller, yeah.
And it's beach-wise.
Damn.
Yeah, it's a beach.
Yeah, no, I need to do it, for sure.
So that means you've never been to San Diego Zoo, even as a kid. Is that what that means?
Damn, she on your shit, bro.
Did I? Nah, Nia, nah.
See?
She on your top.
Hey, that part is not my fault. That's my parents.
Nigga, you 50 years old down there now. You know what
yeah,
you
gonna be blaming
on your parents, nigga. It is. Hell nah, nigga. We try to blame it on mom and pop, nigga. It's your problem now, nigga. You 27.
I mean, yeah, now it's crazy because my friends, They just went to
Jamaica.
Nah.
Oh, you tripping.
I didn't go. I didn't have a passport.
Get your
passport, boo.
Get your passport, man. Why you ain't got no record?
Why
you got
you
a record? Nah. Shot somebody. Nah. Yeah, get your passport, man. It's easy. Just go and apply for it, and then you just got to pay the little thing and get the picture, and that's it. It is nothing. It's like better than, it's ID. Do your background, and then you can go anywhere you want to go.
Okay.
Yeah. Man. Stop playing. I got something here to drink. Talk too much shit.
You want a drink before we end the night?
Damn!
Damn, you got to go.
She like, nigga, you want one too? Damn! Nah, I take one. Or two.
It was already in process. You finished yours?
That nigga's alcoholic, bro.
Oh, shit. But I did some.
Shout out to Ramona over here, goddamn boy.
It's fine. It's refreshing, right?
Your birthday coming up.
I could drink all this and all that.
Tell me I ain't going to drink that open bar
podcast. You can tell this is dangerous.
Sneak up on you.
It will.
It's all
but
good.
See, normally it is made with rum, so then it's lighter. You know, like, but it's tequila, so.
But yeah, now we going to turn up, man. We gonna turn up. Happy birthday coming up. You know what I'm saying? All this and all that for this episode. I don't even know when it's gonna come out, but yeah, happy birthday. You hear me? Yeah. Yeah. What we doing?
Happy birthday.
Yeah, that was a question, nigga. That was a question, nigga.
DJ Dane performing? I don't know. You performing at my party, bro?
DJ Dane.
Let me know.
That nigga costs a lot, though.
You heard him. He very choosy on his green in between.
He ain't even been in San Diego yet. He ain't still out here.
He sounds like the money wasn't enough.
What? You fuck that money, man. Go get your experience. I did a lot of free shit, bro. Being like a producer, engineer, being having a clothing line, having even this shit. Like, nigga, we actually have numbers to be able to be like,
oh yeah,
we can charge you for certain shit. Like, I don't charge. Like, it's money and a whole bunch of stuff, but you have to do a lot of stuff for free as a business owner to promote your brand.
And you gotta get back.
For real. Yeah, definitely. I plan on doing that.
Yeah, so that's important. That was fire. That was a dope ass idea. Like, you gotta do that.
I plan on doing that just randomly one day. Just going to like downtown LA. And
don't be one of them.
No.
Don't be one of them, nigga. You can do it through. You can do it through your you can
your
actually
school.
You can you can do it through your business. You do it through your
high school.
You
where did you go to school at?
Yeah, I went to school out here, to be honest.
Okay, where?
With Englewood? Okay, yeah. You can go there like.
And you know, are you crazy?
Uh oh.
So you know that your team is dope. Uh-oh. Why haven't you connected with that?
Hello.
Competitions, Orange County. They be in Arizona. They be needing mixes. All that. You're crazy.
See, I had done stuff for like certain schools. It's just.
Yo, school. You see how Kevin Kev stick to Crenshaw
High? English is
Kevin Kev stick to Crenshaw High. That's his school.
Them parents paying money too. That cheer stuff is not cheap.
Oh yeah.
And we just got you a gig at the goddamn, bro. Yeah. I don't even want to talk about what the goddamn is, but the goddamn. Come on,
that's
bro.
That's true.
And you wild.
I gotta connect with the ASB. That's all it is, really.
Yeah. So when you get home tonight or tomorrow. You need to write down all these things.
I'm gonna write all this in my notes.
Before you turn 30, I want you to have hit like two.
Nigga, you gotta go.
Three.
We gotta do something.
You gotta do something big. You gotta like all this grinding count.
Catalina's probably the simplest shit you could do. But no, San Diego is probably the simplest shit you could do because that's jumping in a car. Hey, bro, let's go.
Yeah, could you
go, drive? Go down there and hit the. You drink? Mm-hmm. Stupid ass nigga.
You drink over podcast. You what? 3-4 shots in? 2 cocktails
nigga,
in?
Nigga, let's go to San Diego and hit the bars real quick. Fire.
I'd be down too.
Fire. That'd be dope. For real. Doing some real shit. That's the type of shit I do. I just go randomly. Like all this week, man, I ain't been doing nothing, bro. I be on some randomest shit. Like, I'm gonna just. Last night, I think I hit a strip club for the homegirls just real quick. Jumped in, jumped out. After the strip club, I left the strip club. I went to, like, 3 different hookah lounges. I went to homie son football game. I went to the only surprise birthday party, everything. I just be like moving around. It's like, let's go to San Diego. I'm like, nigga, what? Let's go. What the fuck, nigga? Let's go. Fuck ass, nigga. What's up? What's up? You ready? You got to do certain shit like that. True. When you do stuff like that, you expand your mindset, too. Because when you get out there, you're gonna see certain things and certain people that have a different mindset than you have. Especially with L.A. Like, you got L.A., you got Compton, you got San Pedro. Those are three different fucking dynamics that you got. You know what I'm saying? Look at it. Yeah. It's three different dynamics. So just imagine if you go to San Diego, you're in a whole other dynamic of LA, California,
yeah.
So you gotta move over.
And then
California, you know, that's just all classic. You wear flip flops and basketball shorts.
Hawaiian shirts.
Yeah. Catalina fly. Like, you can get a little.
We can even go as a group and get the cabana at the Daytona Beach Club, get our speaker, do your little mixes.
Little bougie. Look at her. Is he
moving? Chips and guac.
Not the chips and guac. I know, no. Yeah, chips and guac. But you see what I'm doing. You got to be out here, man. Sometimes you got to go, man. I'm having phone calls. I'm like, fuck, I'm moving. Gotta go. Yeah. You're going to be the dopest DJ in the world if you do that shit.
Don't you add that to
the Because ain't no way in hell DJ Khaled is not, or not DJ Khaled is not the dopest DJ in the world. I think the best DJ that's doing this shit, and this is just me personally saying this, the DJ that break more artists and the DJ that do more, in my eyes, is either Aiko or Marshmallow Head. Marshmallow Man.
Yeah, that's definitely.
He low key, and I'm just on the record, off the record. I think he's the DJ that broke Roddy Ricch.
Marshmallow Man?
Yep.
Oh, yeah. Definitely. Cause he
Everybody speak. Begged to differ because that song with Unlearn on the track. Before that song, he had a song with Marshmallow Man that expanded his everything. His all that shit.
Yeah.
Everything. So it's a lot of people don't even understand how Roddy Ricch's marketing thing went down. Mm-hmm. Like, I understand that shit so. I look back, I already sat back and was like, this nigga did this, and then he did this,
and that's why,
and then he did this, oh my God, he did.
And that's why, too, L.A. stopped showing him love, because if you notice, a lot of niggas stopped messing with Roddy Ricch for
who?
We still do, I mean.
Who the fuck would stop fucking with Roddy?
Huh?
Who would stop fucking with Roddy?
Like, as far as,
I mean,
like,
I don't
niggas,
hear him that much anymore.
As far as niggas,
that's
because
he stopped doing music.
Yeah,
that
and because, like.
But that's on him and his mental stability. A lot of artists deal with the abandonment issues.
Definitely.
So, when you get into the music industry, you already have this thing where, when you're an artist, you want to make sure that your songs is, your music is hot. Yeah. So, you want to act like you're the artist and do this and doing that. He didn't even have to do that because his music already dope.
It was very
dope,
good. Yeah.
He just needed to do music. But he got into it. He got into the politics. And he got into the chat, the comments, and all the rest of that shit, all the little bullshit. And whatever he did, whatever his songs, and then that album he put out, everybody said it was a flop. Then he got into the politics of that. He got into his emotions with it. Like, so I respect him on a whole nother level. Because I love his, I actually love
his music.
Yeah,
I like his music. Even the album you're talking about.
I like his first project. From the day he came out.
Yeah, even the project they talked bad about, I was like, that shit.
Yeah, I thought I liked it. Yeah. So that's crazy.
It's the same thing, or like with Kendrick. The same shit. A lot of niggas stopped fucking with Kendrick until not like us.
Yeah.
Then you got
they didn't stop fucking with him. He just stopped doing music.
Yeah, Kendrick exactly.
Sometimes they check into their family and
they check into their mental stability and certain stuff that you can't write a song if your mind and your brain is not, you can't do shit. Actually, you just want to sleep and wake up sometimes you're probably not even eating. It's so many different things and so many elements that come to where artists are with people. Like, we do this shit every day. Mm-hmm. So, like, even me, like, bro, I would sleep all day. If I'm not feeling good or I'm not in the right mindset, I sleep all day. That's how artists is. You're not going to get no album from them for 2 or 3 years.
That's what they're complaining like about Little Baby.
You saw that? Baby.
So now he's saying January 4th. Because everybody like, he ain't made nothing new. Even at his concert, it was all old songs. We still went crazy, but Yeah, so that's a real thing.
He's dealing with kids. He has kids. Yeah. He has a fire-ass baby mama that's not with him no more. She's probably smashing the homies somewhere.
No, he's smashing the people.
He can smash what he want to smash, but we look at it different, though. We look at it different. He can smash, and I sound biased as fuck, so what?
Yeah,
but we're giving gender. That's it. It's people. Certain people look at certain shit a different way. So him as an artist, he's dealing with all that shit. Even with Roddy Ricch, he's dealing with now his baby mama with child support.
Yeah.
So it's like that's hard.
There was
to
a whole
with.
Lot of that.
I got child support. I be wanting to strangle my baby mama like bitch. I had my son with 2 kids.
Cut that out.
I ain't cutting
it
out.
Hey,
my baby mama know what's up. I call her every time like you gonna take me on child support.
I ain't got no kids.
It is what it is. It's only $65.
$65?
Like,
I'm going to
cut that out.
That's how much my caring care costs. Goddamn.
Yeah.
Jeez.
I was paying $1,200 a month.
Hell nah.
Yeah. It get ugly.
Hey, God damn.
It get ugly.
$600
still.
It get ugly.
I mean.
I don't be tripping, though. I don't be tripping. Show me no, you know. I ain't saying shit, but yeah.
Hey, delete that shit.
Yeah.
Delete all that shit. That nigga.
Yeah, nah. Shout out to me.
God damn.
Anyway, yeah.
Let me find out.
The truth, Sam.
Me and my thing got y'all late. Anyway.
Oh, but you right, because niggas out here, what was Chris Brown paying? Like, what, $5,000,
$10,000? That ain't my level, though.
Could it be me?
Nah, for real. Kanye West with that bullshit? Oh my God.
But he should have known that.
Facts.
But anyway, yeah, off the child support. Man. My son get anything he wants, so I ain't worry about it.
Exactly. As long as you're a good dad, none of that really matters.
Yeah. So, yeah. What was he talking about before we got into this child support? I just got hot in a little bit.
It's that tequila, mama.
We got off of you.
Oh, yeah.
You know, you needed to breathe. What your goals are before you turn 30. How you going to make certain things happen.
Let's talk about that, Mr. 27.
I mean, I just got to expand. Really, it's just expanding my mind and expanding my, circle. Mm-hmm. A lot of times, it's just a lot of people I hang around with.
This is fire.
It'd be more like, I do got some friends that be like, let's do some stuff. But at the same time, it's like,
you better have your goddamn passport by February.
No, I need to. I've been saying it.
You can do stuff small. But your girl, what?
Huh? Wait, what happened?
You said, but my girl. You did.
I didn't say anything about a girl. I said, I need to
do this. Hey, dude, she off the record. Off the record. Do she beat you or something, bro?
I will never date a woman that beat me.
I'm just making sure, because this sounds like you got a woman that beat you right now at this point.
I don't do that.
Blink twice if you need a little help from your sis. I got you.
Bring in a man 3 times. Just so we know you're in trouble.
Yeah.
So do you date different nationalities?
Ooh. Right, now you get a little beat. Now you get a little bit beat up. Nigga, what you talking about? You was on that goddamn show.
I don't like
discriminate
against people who do, but me, I don't know. I gotta stick with black women.
Okay.
I don't know. It's just me personally.
She must have texted that nigga real quick. That nigga.
All right, Santi.
That boy got a text message like, I wish the fuck you would.
Mm-mm. But nah, you feel me like I said?
He's getting high.
You don't need to put this episode. We might have to put this one out too. It's going to be a problem, bro. You about to get beat up.
That's the problem. I'm confused.
I don't get it.
Hey, you got security. I know I charge. Got to do security too. Goddamn.
I don't get
it. You want to see my gun license and all that?
I'm chilling. I got a sister for all that, so we good.
Yeah. My sister crazy as hell.
Yeah, mine. Yeah, we. Yeah.
So, what's your nationality? Are you just black? What are you?
I'm Nigerian.
Okay, I knew it. Yes, two for me.
How'd you know?
Because it's your vibe.
The nigga talk slow.
Timid.
He talk hella slow.
But the stuff, it, certain stuff makes sense, like, you know? But not you not going certain places, that's surprising.
Yeah,
but
you got to get out there shell, bro. Especially as a...
We got to break your back in.
Pause.
Yeah.
No, Diddy.
Pause. I'm tripping, bro.
Cut that out.
She on another channel right now.
Oh, my God.
I forgot what I was going to ask you. Right, we going to have to what? No.
Open bar. That's it.
Yeah, okay. Yeah. Damn. Okay.
I'm going to just drink. Come on. You finished?
Yeah, I'm drunk.
Damn.
Sheesh.
I'm here. What I was about to say, though, I was about to say some shit, and I just forgot, like, that quick. Like, it fucked me up all the way up right now.
It's the...
The Diamante.
It's the Diamante.
We need another one.
They did that.
Yeah, shout out to all the supporters. I'm not going to call them sponsors, the supporters and stuff. IB20 is one of the newest ones. Shout out to them. IB20, we got the blue Royale, the Stentino water as the motherfucking corporate, the Stentino water takes over everything, I ain't even gonna lie to you, Stentino was the reason why all the drinks is good, better, they're good already, but this make it better,
fire,
little mixes and stuff, but yeah man, you gotta expand, bro. I guarantee you, if you travel more and you like listen to other like music and stuff, you're gonna be like, yeah, this is gonna, oh, it's gonna work with this. You might have a bigger passion for it, but it's up to you.
I do. I need to. I already like you said, listen to like the R&B matches. I already do a lot of that.
I want to see one of those so bad in LA. We gonna have to talk about doing that.
It would be a big hit because ain't nobody doing it.
It's going to be bigger than a big hit because everybody love R&B.
That's like summertime, though. Like, definitely.
It could be anytime.
I mean, yeah, you
could do that.
That could be now. Want to open another bottle?
Yes.
It's right here.
Okay.
It could be anything. That's going to be a big hit. And it's perfect right now because it's the cuddle season. This is where everybody want to get their
matching
pajamas and all that.
Christmas carols and shit.
Nigga, hey, babe, we going to go to the goddamn, we going to hit the goddamn R&B.
Nobody really do R&B.
Let's bless the bottle.
No. You know, open that. You got that.
Huh?
Well, open it. That motherfucker difficult. Let's check that motherfucker.
I'm going to check it out today.
That bitch childproof. Every time I start opening that bitch, I'm like, oh shit.
Oh, that's
oh, okay. I'm just a childish ass motherfucker. That's probably what that is. That bitch childproof.
He's just not the bartender, that's all.
Oh, okay.
All right. Top flight.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. No, but that'd be dope, bro. We got to, yeah. Don't take my idea and run with it.
I won't.
You got to come back when he's 22.
On an R&B VJ battle, I'm going to be mad as a motherfucker.
Make sure I get some tickets.
I'm like, Lonnie, let's go.
Some tickets backstage.
I'm like, Lonnie, let's go talk to this nigga real quick. He's wild enough.
Yeah, let's run that back episode.
Nah, I ain't that. I'm going to pull up.
I know all the DJ, all the motherfucking security guards. I'm going to get passed. Yeah.
I'm going to get passed
for sure. Nah, yeah, they ain't gonna let me through. He talking about getting an R&B battle without me? Without C4? Nigga, you crazy? It's up, nigga. Nigga. Man. Oh, God. Hey, bro. Wait, no. Off the record. The bro called me back the next day.
Oh, after that.
That was the day you told me about it, right? Wait.
Wait,
so,
what happened?
So can I, oh, wait, so can
she
I,
wasn't here.
So can I do it? She wasn't here. Wait, can I do it? Yeah. Hold on. Let me see. Hold on. Can I be calling?
Oh, yeah, you wasn't here.
Here you go, love. Thank you. You're welcome. Okay, I love it here. It's like unlimited everything. It just keeps going and going and going and going.
Which is how a bar should be.
Open bar, period.
Open bar podcast.
So I'm going to call a homie right now. I'm gonna see if he, hold on, one second. It ain't as late as it was last time, though. I think we was hella. I think it was.
God bless you.
I think it was hella late last time. Niggas don't believe in the C4, man.
Yeah, that.
Niggas don't believe in C4, man. Hopefully you answer the phone, though. Brody was like, man, you should have talked. Okay, yeah, we back with another episode, man. Hey, bro, I'm sorry to wake you up and be alive, man. I'm sorry, my bad. I'm sorry, man. Hey, look, I talked to you the last time when we was recording, but I couldn't get you on the phone. But we here now again. You know what I'm saying? And we talking about this subject again. And I need them to understand. I'm not gonna say shit. You already know the conversation, bro.
Yeah.
You already know the conversation.
You already prepped them all.
Not in prep shit, nigga. I'm telling you, he gonna tell you what it is. That nigga said I prepped you, bro.
That shit really happened.
Yeah, that shit really happened. Hey, tell them what the fuck I had the DJ at party and it was cracking all night.
Man,
it
was a motherfucker. Two PlayStation 2s or 3s. I'm not even sure what number
it was. It was 2s, the black ones.
Nigga, we had a mixer. And the big screen TV, that was our speaker.
Damn.
Yeah, nigga. Yeah, yeah.
CDs, nigga.
CDs.
How the hell we even knew what was on them CDs and what song we should play next for them. But we made that shit happen.
Nigga.
He made that shit happen, shit.
Yeah. Hey. It was PlayStation 2s, the black ones. No, it was the black ones.
I think it was the black ones.
Okay, yeah, yeah. Easy call. 2 + 2 = 4, yeah. DJ C4. I couldn't be a DJ, though.
You are.
I couldn't be DJ. Nah, but we here right now with DJ Dave, man, one of the DJs on the podcast, man. You can say what up, bro. You gonna be on the episode now at this point, because we live, we still recording and shit. So just say what up, man. Tell everybody what it is, man.
Yeah, man, shit. Yeah, and bro did that shit, man. We started that nigga out way back then. This before he even got on Fruity Loops and all that shit.
What? The beats and shit, yeah.
Damn.
Yeah. Right. Going ham.
I ain't got nothing.
You sleeping, man?
Man, just got home from work, champ.
Yeah, man. This is a reiteration from the last episode, but I had to call. I was like, man, let me call him right now. I remember they just reminded me, bro. I was like, wait a minute, let me call real quick.
You already got me.
Go down to history, the first man to DJ with 2 PlayStation.
They don't even know, bro.
Oh, yeah.
They don't even know.
Yeah, I knew.
They don't even know.
But I was like, nah.
Nah, but with this episode, I'm going to send it to you when we finish it up, bro. I appreciate you for answering.
I got you, bro.
Have a good night.
All right, man.
Thank you tonight.
Told you, nigga. 2 PlayStation. It was 2 PlayStation 2s, a mixer. The one that fade with the little ins and outs with the red and white. The white and yellow. Nigga, and it was a big screen TV. That was it.
Damn.
All night I had that bitch going. I had to step in the name of love. All that shit popping. All night. Hey, swear to God.
He telling his age, y'all. He telling his age.
We can't play that now.
You still can play that.
I mean, you can, right. But certain
right.
Parties,
side
yeah.
to side.
Yeah.
Round in, round
out. That shit's still good.
Yeah, I still play it to like the certain, bring you know, back. Certain crowds. Oh, that move.
The love slide.
I still play all the R&B.
Yeah. Yeah. What are you talking about? But yeah, 2 DJs, man. 2 PlayStations, a mixer, and the big screen TV was a speaker. Had that bitch jumping.
Damn.
On everything I love, bro.
And he just said nothing on that.
The last time we couldn't get him on the phone, niggas thought I was bullshit. Like, nah, this is some real shit, bro. And yeah, I never pursued being a DJ, but I always been into like producing. That's my thing. Producing and shit.
I mean, shit, you make the music that the DJ plays. So, I mean, at this point.
Yeah. Nah, I'd rather hire a DJ. I don't got time.
I mean, trying to figure out
niggas ain't about to come up to me and be like, man, play this song. Like, man.
I think I
don't want to tell niggas they shit weak no more. I used to be Dr. Dre. I used to make people cry, bro, in the studio. I'm like, nah, that shit trash. It do it is. Like this. But if you, they ain't like, I don't want to do it. I'm like, all right, whatever. Get up out of here.
It is, so, yeah. As a DJ.
We cranberry the fuck up.
Yeah, us DJs, we got to start.
Shout out to DJ Leani with the Kehlani. Kehlani. DJ Kehlani on the goddamn drinks. Did I say it wrong?
Yes, you did.
What did I say?
You said Kehlani.
Thank you.
What is it?
See, you thought she was going to have my back.
Don't do that.
Whose side are we on?
It don't matter. Whose side? What is it?
I said Lonnie on the podcast.
Oh, Lonnie.
We could say Kalani for the record.
Kalani. So I wasn't wrong, goddamn.
You said Kalani. Ka and K is different.
Kalani.
So what do you guys give the drinks? I know y'all said it was good, but what? All right, so look, wait, like,
boom, boom, bam, boom, bam. I'm already at eight.
This
I'm already at eight.
What, fourth, fifth cut at this point?
I like the showmanship. The shit is fire. That eight was only for the taste.
You got the cranberries.
So I'm going to bump you up to a nine.
You can bite on lemons. It, chew on something, keep you balanced.
Yeah, you feel like you too fucked up, you mean, you feel me, just
the mint
ice,
popping.
The mint, and I don't even like mint. That's
hello.
Mint, like, there are mint fraps, thingies, ice creams, yeah, you won't have a catch me.
I fuck with that. I'll give it a 9.5.
Yeah.
And that ain't
me
capping.
It's the best drink I ever had, even at clubs.
The showmanship. The cranberry with the cranberry mix. The drinks, I mean, of course, we got Grand Diamante, so I'm already put, that's,
period.
You know,
nice
so I'm already put
smooth.
The boom on it.
Right.
You got the, yeah, the it was some cranberries on it, but I ate
them. But you ate them.
I ate them. You got that on there. Then the shake up. You shake up.
Yeah, they're real.
Yeah,
they're real cranberries.
Ocean spray cranberries.
Yeah, stop playing.
Yeah, I bet.
Yeah. yeah, that even make it better, you know what I'm saying? So, yeah, I fuck with
look,
that.
He like, say less.
You didn't know that? He thought that was fake.
Just a presentation.
Yeah.
yeah, nah.
Something different and refreshing for y'all.
Tell everybody where to find you at, man. We gonna try to book this up, man. We're going to get this out there.
Instagram, DJ _ Dave 97. And then Twitter, Dave the DJ.
You on Twitter?
Yeah, but I don't use it, but
yeah,
I'm it. On there.
Yeah, you do, nigga. We ain't gonna disclose that information.
Hey. Let me find out.
Ain't no find out. That's your business. Anyway, yeah. Anyway, you know what I'm saying? You know where to find us. You know what I'm saying? OpenBarPodcast.com. OpenBarPodcast _ on all platforms. TikTok going crazy. Instagram going crazy. And of course, our special guest, Bartender.
I'm one and only.
Yeah.
Her mix-up. Okay.
Mix-up.
You got to toast me with that one.
Yeah, for sure. All
right, there you go.
We gonna take a shot because you got them already poured up.
Yes, on the walkout.
That's fire. I'll fuck with that.
Mm-hmm.
Ain't no more other than this.
Hell no.
Hell no.
So what we send this to, man? Go ahead, Dave. You going to make the toast right now.
Don't let me down.
To success.
Yeah.
To more money.
Yeah.
And more flights.
More flights is what got me.